Welcome back to Teach and Build AI, where we break down the latest in AI news, trends, and innovations. I'm Jan, and with me, as always, is my brilliant co-host, Stein. Today's episode is packed with some pretty thought-provoking stories that'll have you questioning what AI can't do these days. Stein, how are you feeling about AI managing your life?
Oh, Jan, I'm ready for it. Give me a virtual butler who can do it all, schedule my calls, remind me when my tea is steeped perfectly, and maybe throw in a bedtime joke to boot. It sounds like that's exactly what OpenAI's new Tasks feature is aiming for.
Right. Tasks essentially turns ChatGPT into a full-on personal assistant. For our listeners, imagine this. You tell ChatGPT to set a reminder for your dentist appointment or to send you daily weather updates, and it just does it. It's all integrated. Of course, it's only available to paying customers, so brace yourself for a subscription-based future for AI convenience.
Which raises an interesting question. Do we start to replace apps like Siri or Google Assistant with AI tools like this? We're in uncharted territory. If AI tools can become our one-stop shop for managing tasks, what does that mean for all these standalone apps we've relied on for years?
Exactly. Imagine having fewer apps competing for your attention, and instead, a single platform that just gets you. But also, is it dangerous to rely on one ecosystem for everything? It's something worth debating. Speaking of debates, there's another one brewing with Microsoft. They're upping the ante for AI integration into their 365 personal and family plans, but there's a catch. A price increase of about $3 a month for all the shiny new tools.
Ouch. While $3 may not sound like much, it does add up over time, especially if you're someone already juggling other subscriptions. The question here becomes, do you invest in AI to make your workday smarter and more productive, or do you stick with the classic version and skip out on the AI benefits?
It's a tough call. On one hand, AI can massively simplify workflows. Think predictive texts, data analysis tools, or even auto-generating those reports we all dread doing. On the other, it highlights issues of affordability and accessibility. Will AI tech only cater to those who can pay?
This is where I think cheaper AI tools may democratize access, at least for now. But hey, let's pivot a bit and talk about how the creators out there are benefiting. Have you heard of HeyGen's new tool? It can extract highlight reels from long videos practically in seconds.
Yes, this blew my mind. For anyone who's ever spent hours painstakingly editing content into shorter, more digestible clips, HeyGen is like your magical editor friend. Just upload your video, adjust the settings, and voila, you get short, shareable clips tailored to your needs.
It's perfect for social media creators or businesses trying to stretch their video assets further. Content is king these days, but let's be real. It's time-consuming to always create something new.
Totally. The rise of tools like this signals how AI is increasingly enabling creativity by automating grunt work. It's a partnership. AI handles the boring parts, and we bring the creative spark.
Speaking of sparks, let's shift gears to an explosive prediction by none other than Mark Zuckerberg. He believes AI will write code as well as human engineers by 2025. Meta plans to integrate AI into its teams, reducing the need for some coding jobs.
But okay, let's take a step back here. Writing code isn't just about knowing syntax. It's about problem solving. Can AI replicate that level of nuanced thinking that takes years for human engineers to develop?
That's the million-dollar question. Meta wants to use AI to handle mid-level coding tasks, which could massively speed up development. But it comes at a cost. Human engineers could find themselves squeezed out of certain roles.
And it's not just Meta. Salesforce announced they won't be hiring new engineers next year because their AI platform, Agentforce, is stepping in to do the work that entire teams used to handle.
It's wild to think about. Companies are betting big on AI, but where does this leave the human workforce? I can already hear the debates coming about job security and how we should prepare for a future where AI is deeply entwined in every job sector.
For sure. But let's end on a hopeful note. AI isn't just shaking up the tech or corporate world. It's also making a massive impact in education. Did you see the story about GPT-4 being used in a World Bank pilot in Nigeria? Students covered 2 years' worth of material in 6 weeks.
That's incredible. AI-powered education tools could be transformative, especially in under-resourced areas where access to quality teachers or materials might be limited. But we do have to ask, can AI adapt across subjects or provide the personalized mentorship that some students need?
Absolutely. It's promising, but not a one-size-fits-all solution. A quick nod to VLC2, one of everyone's favorite video players, offered a new AI feature this week. It now provides real-time subtitles and translations in 100 languages, all offline.
That's such a game changer, especially for people wanting to enjoy foreign films and shows. The privacy aspect is a nice touch. It processes translations locally, keeping your data secure.
And finally, a splash of style. Brands like Mango and Nike are dipping into AI-generated models for photo shoots. It's faster and cheaper, but raises questions about authenticity, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. While it may cut costs, it also might reinforce unrealistic beauty standards or blur the line between what's real and what's fabricated. We've got a lot to unpack as this becomes the norm in fashion and e-commerce.
So to wrap it all up today, we covered everything from bedtime jokes to AI developers and even touched on education, fashion, and subtitles. Stein, what's your biggest takeaway from all this?
For me, it's how intertwined AI is becoming with our daily lives and industries. The possibilities are endless, but so are the challenges. This isn't just a technological shift, it's cultural, economic, and deeply personal.
Well said. For all our listeners, what would you trust AI to do for you right now? Let us know your thoughts and questions. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed. This has been Teach and Build AI with Jan and Steen.